What's going on, guys?
How are you?
Pretty good. Everybody have a good Thanksgiving?
Very filling.
Yours went okay.
That wasn't terrible.
Just about where you guys sit now. The division, you're in pretty good control there. How do you keep the focus to keep driving ahead? I'm sure it's a pretty easy answer, but, you know, for
yeah, I mean, we haven't accomplished anything yet. You know, we've set ourselves up in a great spot, but, you know, being 9-2 only guarantees us that we won't finish worse than 9-7. So, yes, we've set ourselves up in a great situation, but it's easy to keep working and to stay focused and be locked in because we haven't accomplished anything yet. Everything that we want to do is still in front of us, and we have to go out and work for it.
How critical is it with these two next games on the road that, you know, wins the game that you control your destiny and that you guys have the path? You wouldn't be relying on the other teams for
positioning. Well, they're huge. You know, these are two teams that will be battling for playoff spots and potentially home field in the playoffs. So these are two great challenges for us, two really good teams. You know, you look at the last two NFC champions, you know, we got to go to their house and win. So there'll be great challenges for it, but we're looking up, you know, for that task.
Over the last couple of years, they've had a lot of speed to that defense. How different, when you watch them, how different are they now than when you saw them 2 years ago?
You know, they've added a couple pieces since the last time we were there. You know, they were kind of getting to that the first time we played them. You know, obviously Dan Quinn was there, and he kind of brought that Seattle style over to that Atlanta defense. And, you know, they're playing really well. Like you said, their MO is speed, and they got a lot of guys that can run and make plays. So it'll be a good test for us.
How do you take advantage of that?
You just, you know, like for us, fortunately, it's a scheme that we've played against quite a few times. And, you know, for us, we feel like we have, especially in the run game, big athletic linemen that can move as well. And then in the pass game, you know, we'll put our playmakers up against anybody. So we feel like we're fit for that challenge.
Who's their scheme comparable to then when you say you've seen that scheme before?
Seattle.
This team on the road doesn't seem to change much, and you guys have had great success, whether it's home or away. Mm-hmm. What's been the reason for that, do you feel, this year?
I think it's just Zim's mentality. You know, his saying is it doesn't matter where we play, when we play, or who we play, it's how we play. And I think that's kind of the mindset that we've taken. It doesn't matter if we're home, away, Thursday night, Monday night, Saturday night. We have our style of football, and if we go out and play that style for four quarters, we're going to like the result at the end.
Kyle, when you guys are 9-2, does it change the process of going through corrections at all? Does Zim, I guess, focus on the things that you haven't done well anymore? Or how does that change when you're winning games and not winning
them? Well, Zim, I mean, it doesn't matter if you're 9-2, 11-0, or 2-9. He's going to focus on what we're not doing well. So that's just kind of the way that we go about things here. And, you know, it's always better to go back and make corrections after a win. They're a lot easier to make after wins, but, you know, wins don't kind of cover that up. You know, you still go back and make corrections. And, we went back and watched the Detroit game, and there's corrections that can be made from that as well.
Have you guys kind of gotten to the point with him now, especially the guys that have been around him for a while, that you know that winning a game is not going to, I guess, make that process any lighter?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it just puts them in a little better mood. You know, winning is it kind of helps a lot of things. And like I said, it's always good to go back and make corrections after a win, you know, and especially when 7 wins in a row.
Hey, Kyle, what is it about this system, about this offense, that despite some injuries and some earlier challenges, has allowed it to be so effective?
I think you got to look at the depth that we have, you know, guys stepping in, guys preparing themselves throughout the week as if they're going to step in and be big for us. And, you know, that's been the case everywhere on our offense. But then also I think you can look at the scheme and the fact that we have so many unselfish players. You know, we have guys that just, you know their role, play together as a team, and, you know, the ball just seems to find its way around to everybody. Yeah, you bet, guys.